Isn't this cute? I got it
cute.
Last fall in Red Hook, and now it's summer, so I can wear it. I love a little sheer moment. It's not that sheer for... Welcome back to Smell You Later. Everything I'm wearing is see-through.
But it really is. On our non-visual platform, Tynan is wearing a white button-down shirt, and there's like sheer...
Stripes
on it.
Yeah. I bought it in that sort of era where it's, oh my God, I feel like summer's never going to come. But like finally got cold, but it wasn't the new year yet, so it didn't feel like you were on the other side of it. And now it's August and my tits are out, which is my ideal state of being. So
yeah, same.
Yeah, exactly. I actually like your shirt. It's really cute. Thanks. Is that Gap?
Hanes. They did an influencer collab years and years ago, and they just made basic t-shirts that were cropped.
That is great. Great.
And then charged $50 for them, but I think I had a gift card to Revolve at the time, so it's like, cool. I'm not going to buy anything on Revolve.com,
that's true.
I'm like, let me buy basics, because that's what I wear.
Yeah, and that's good advice.
Yeah, but I was just like, Hanes, let's be so for real. This is less of a t-shirt for five times the amount of money.
Yeah, you are still Hanes.
Yeah. There's like a plethora of fragrances in front of us.
Yeah, I'm behind on smelling these Hawthorne ones though, so this is not new.
And then the one thing I forgot about and that you brought to my attention is on the side of the boxes, the Hawthorne packaging, it says smell you later. I remember noticing that and then I forgot about it.
Obviously, we didn't coin the phrase smell you later, but you know, I was surprised to see it. It's just like, we know the guys at Hawthorne I'm just like, how many people saw this and how many times that they were like, could we get a one? I was just like, get a different tagline.
Yeah, a different tagline.
Get a different tagline. And I was like, well, love it.
As I said, it's not ya.
Yeah, it's
you. So
smell you later comes from The Simpsons, right?
Yeah, Nelson.
I think we were doing this for about 4 years until I realized that.
I mean, I'm sure The Simpsons got it from somewhere else too.
Yeah, of course.
It's just a nesting situation.
But I always forget. You... And my boyfriend always have a Simpsons reference for something.
It's so funny because Ryan doesn't strike me as like a Simpsons fanatic.
Encyclopedia.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's
odd. My God. I love that.
Yeah.
That's like my, maybe this is like also like me dating myself, but it's like people who have encyclopedic knowledge of Simpsons references, I'm like, you're my people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my God. Funny. I love that.
It's good.
The Hawthorne scents are all good.
They're, quick on the Hawthorne scents.
Yeah.
We love to be first to market with our news. Quite, not that I expected anything less.
What's that? I don't want to say they're surprisingly good because that sounds like a dig, but I was not expecting them to go as hard as they did.
So this line is in Target, correct?
I think it's a Target exclusive, actually.
And what the price point?
They're $25.
Much lower, yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, the Hawthorne line and the brush silver bottles, that is a Target exclusive, allegedly quite good. We have always been fans of the brand, but they all smell like a prestige scent, a luxury scent.
They're made also by the same perfumers who make the Byredos and the Lalabos of the world.
It smells just like Mumbai Noise.
What?
Yes.
Which one?
Studded Smoke.
There's a smoky, leathery one called Studded Smoke that I think smells very similar to Ombre Leather. Mm-hmm. And you think it smells now like Mumbai Noise.
Yes. Like a one-to-one.
It's both.
It's both. Two things can be true.
Yeah. Yeah. I do love their Frozen Flame. That's my favorite one.
Yeah. Cold
the
vanilla.
The chrome vanilla, which I think is really cool.
Really beautiful.
Yeah. Wait, what did you say it smelled like before?
Well, I don't...
Oh, yeah, Vanilla Era.
Yeah, I don't mean to be like, all these are dupes, because that's not what I'm trying to say, but this is quite close to Vanilla Era.
It's Vanilla Era, but for boys.
From boy
There's something
smells.
That's, like, boy-coated.
Yeah. I haven't smelled the new Vanilla Era post-rebrand. Oh, I'm interested, too, but I'm still mad, so...
I feel like in my brain, like, boy smells slipped off the edge of my brain a little bit.
I think that's
the I only have so much room for information, so I have to, you know.
We know.
You know, yeah. You got to put aside some stuff for new information.
I've been trying. If there's one thing about me, I'm going to go into Sephora, but I forget that any time of day, any location, Sephora's in New York are a bloodbath.
Yeah.
I've gone into three in the last 2 weeks just to be like, I have 15 minutes, let me enjoy myself.
Uh-huh.
I'm in and out. It's like wrong place. I'll go to just too many people and they're all doing a full face of makeup and doing full body contact trying to get to the register. It's crazy.
Yep.
Happy shopping at Sephora, but I will shop on the app like they want you to.
I rarely, if ever, buy anything from Sephora. Also, we work in beauty, so we don't need to do that. Yeah. But sometimes I'll go into Sephora to see what something is like, and then if I like it, I'll call it in from the PR.
Oh, totally. Sometimes I go into Sephora and make a purchase just to feel alive.
I've done that before. And I always regret it.
Yeah. I desperately need a new beauty blender, which I don't even use anymore.
Like the sponge?
Yeah, but sometimes it's just nice to finish off with. That's why I looked so chopped 2 weeks ago, because I didn't have any of my goddamn tools.
What do you mean? never look chopped.
Well, thank you.
Oh, it's because you had that new blush that was crazy.
Yeah. I was chopped so hard, I became the blade.
I just saw like a New York Times article that specifically referenced the slang term chopped, and it's like, it's not a nice word. And I was like, okay, alrighty then,
New York Times, did the connotations of chopped make you think it was going to be a positive one?
Yeah. I've heard it around. I just gleaned what it meant through context clues. I was like, I feel like this is a negative thing. Okay, got it. Okay, yeah.
Moving along.
It means it's not doing well.
No.
I think I heard it on the Dewey Dudes podcast, actually.
Are they still podcasting?
I don't know. They take long breaks sometimes, so I don't know.
They're just doing their thing.
They're doing their thing, man. They're figuring it out. But you like the Hawthorne Santal soundtrack. I did not.
We're going to have a conversation about Santal today, Sable.
Oh my God, we are.
But I do. It's 50% Santal and 50% things to like round it out. It's a more full Santal.
There's something about this that reminds me of the Black Ice Little Trees car air fresheners.
What? Was that again?
The Black Ice scented Little Trees car air fresheners. Mm. The smell of that reminds me of being car sick in the back of an Uber. There's something about it that I'm like, bleh! So I can't with that one.
I don't get car sick. I love to be on the move.
I'm so flabbergasted by people who don't get car sick from looking at their phone or reading in the car. Mm. If I read in the car, if I look at my phone for like 15 minutes, I'm car sick.
The trick is you can't get car sick from looking at your phone if you never look up from your phone. So I'm doing just fine. No, this is really nice. I want to wear this on skin. I think it would be horrid with what I'm wearing today, but I want this. I'm going to steal this from you next week. I'm going to bring a giant empty tote bag and loot you.
Yeah. Do that. And I like the night swim and you don't like the night swim.
Well, I would say don't is maybe a little harsh. It's just not for me.
It's not a you scent.
Oh, no.
It's the most similar to their Canary Diamond scent.
Which
I do like. But yeah, this is like a little bit more axe coated.
Yeah.
Not axe coated. It's just like punchier. And it is giving a little toxic Canary Diamond.
Yeah.
But it's still nice. I still think it's nice. Maybe not toxic. That's a little mean, but flamboyant? No.
Toxic's bad, but flamboyant's okay.
No. Flamboyant in the non-sexual sense.
Sure. I feel like it was a quiet week for fragrance.
It kind of was. Dias & Durga had their holiday press preview event. I didn't realize that they've never done 10 ml travel size sprays. They only do oils.
I think a lot of people think those are travel size sprays.
They are not. They're not. Oils. And I was like, why not?
I saw this photo of them this week. It was like a professionally shot founder photo. David and Kavi, and Kavi was standing there looking beautiful, and David was like, getting pied in the face.
Yeah,
it was so funny.
It's
like, really, you know what? Funny. Y'all piss me off sometimes, but that's very funny. That's very you. I love it. And like how, you know, I'm sort of in my anti-founder era. If you're paper magazine, don't listen to this. But I was like, well, if you're going to do it, it, you know?
You're always in an anti-founder.
I'm not. I just think that we need to...
Stop founding things.
If I could borrow from our friend Marta, she puts it very well in saying that we need to decenter founders from brands. Mm-hmm. And I'm right there with her.
I think we're slowly moving in that direction.
I think so.
Slowly.
I think it depends on who you ask.
Certain
you know.
Types of brands still benefit from that.
Yeah. And I don't think a founder story is bad. I know that allegedly consumers crave them. But sometimes I think my... sort of issue with it, the rub for me comes from the brand being about the founder. I think there's nothing wrong with the founder being front facing, of course, in my book. I just think sometimes it's like, who?
I think it's a little limiting.
What's the focus
brand.
On here?
For someone like Hailey Bieber, it works.
Yeah.
For someone, I'm trying to think of someone who doesn't.
I'm not about to name names on this podcast. We piss off too many people already. You know who I think does it really well?
Who?
Is a Carol Hahn from Net. Like, Net is.
I don't consider that a founder led brand.
I don't. She's more founder facing than most, I would assume.
Sure.
But,
she does the interviews. She does the media stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's not about her. It's truly about like
the scents.
The fragrances and the design.
I'm like, that's not a founder led brand.
I would agree with you, but she's out there. But. Yeah, I don't
know.
She's
doing her due diligence to support her business endeavor.
Yes, exactly.
And that's what we like to see.
Yeah, I think there's a way to do it. But the sort of, bless you, founder era of the late 2010s and early 2020s, we would benefit from
I think people saw it pop off with Glossier, yep. and then they were like, oh my gosh, this is so successful. We have to do this. We need another Emily Weiss. Mm-hmm. And then obviously we see how that backfired. And now Emily Weiss is like extremely on the back.
She was always good for her. I know that she is the one that people point to for obvious reasons, but she was even still like pretty reserved. And
I think
and
so too. Yeah.
Not always fucking out there like that.
She wasn't doing it. Everyone else was doing it. That's like, the thing.
Placing it upon her.
Exactly. It was placed upon her, and she participated insofar as she could mm-hmm. in whatever way she felt comfortable. Yeah. And then I think because it was almost straddling the line, everyone's like, we want more. And she was like, this is as much as I'll give. And then they're like, no, we want all this. Now we hate you.
I think she's still pretty well regarded, which is great.
Yeah, totally.
You know, she changed the beauty industry.
Exactly. She created something that had a huge impact. So yeah. Everyone's like, you can do no wrong.
Right.
I'm sure she'll do another business endeavor soon.
I wonder.
I'm sure. She got her babies now. She's in doing that, which is good.
She'll probably just be in the funding side. I think she's going to be behind the scenes. I don't think she wants to do it again.
I thought she wanted to do like tech stuff.
Probably.
She wanted to be a tech founder.
Yeah.
She kept calling Glossier a tech company, and it's not, but
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember when they tried to make Glossier a tech company. It's like, we don't want phones. We don't blush.
Yeah. I went to their office this week. And it's massive. And I got to raid their beauty closet.
What I like about it is that it's hard to tell where the office starts and where this sort of experience ends.
Yeah. It's really well designed. Like, I love all the custom furniture in the office. If anything, I'm like, wow, this is great.
Yeah.
That's like the cool bit to me. Mm-hmm. And then, I got a pair of their like 70s sporty shorts that are like terry cloth mm-hmm. and high-waisted little almost booty shorts.
Yeah.
And it's like part of their merch that they made a little pocket for a bomb.com. It's even cute. Though
I have the tie and it also has a pocket for the bomb.com, so which is funny. So cute.
And I was like, I just put them on this morning because I just had to run a couple errands and grabbing a snack. And I'm walking to this coffee place with my little Glossier shorts, holding my tiny little right-of-way tote bag. And I was like, I'm such a fucking loser.
Never.
Merched out. Don't look at me.
No, we love merch.
I was like, people in New York City are always checking everybody out. That's just like a thing. Like, I don't think anything of it, but I was just like, look at my Glossier shorts.
They're very subtle. It's not like they say Glossier.
That's true. Yeah. If they don't,
which would be funny if it did.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like the little G logo, which is cute. But yeah. My friend was like, do you want a hoodie? And I was like, no, I don't ride that hard for anybody.
I love brand merch.
The only brand merch I wear is our own.
Fair.
Yeah.
Which more on that
more
soon.
More on the way soon. I am actually really excited about those.
Me too. Me too.
As I've been saying for fucking months now, there were some technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties.
Not technical, but whatever.
Oh, God.
What else do we have in front of us? These new...
Let's wait.
Oh.
Because I'm wearing one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Nin. What do you smell like today?
So you've had these for a bit longer than I have, but this big box showed up at my place a few weeks ago, maybe last week, and it was the... I don't know. Actually, I should know those. Is this a new collection?
Yes.
Yes, it is the new collection from Roja. They are a European perfume brand that is unfortunately extremely expensive. So take that for what you will. They're all very summery. You were saying that they all feel like a shot through the lens of a European summer, and I would definitely agree with you. There are four scents. There's one called Oceana, one called Isola Bleu, and Isola Soul, and then...
It's the Isola collection.
I think Isola Vert, if I'm right? I'm not sure. Anyway, I've been wearing my way through them. They're all very nice, but I was really excited about Isola Soul mm-hmm. because I love when a fragrance is based around sunlight.
Yeah, same.
And always really excited to see how that is interpreted. And I was really excited to smell this one, and I regret it. It's gorgeous. It's a white floral forward fragrance, which if you like that, mm-hmm. I think this would thrill you. It is not really for me, and that's great. It's as it wears, it is warming up and getting a bit creamier. Okay. But what
one are you wearing?
Isola Soul. Oh,
okay.
And so the site will tell you, it doesn't really give you much actually. Jasmine, coconut, and sandalwood, which sounds beautiful. And upon first spray, for the first like maybe hour or two of wear, it's just a really chewy jasmine. You get the petal, but you get the pistil.
It's very pretty.
You like that? You like this shit?
I like that shit.
Oh man, I don't.
I'm just a girl.
It's like again. It's beautiful. It's just
what's so pretty.
Not what I gravitate toward. But I will say, after a couple hours, it is melting a little bit. And I think...
I think it's pretty plushy immediately. I feel like the dry down, you won't have as much in your face like jasmine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really jasmine forward.
It's very jasmine.
I've had it on for maybe 2 hours and it's getting... It's melting and melding together a little bit to take the edge off the jasmine and bring through the creaminess of both the coconut and the sandalwood.
It's a bit much.
They can't all be hits for me, but if you do like a white floral, I think you would love this. Now, what I was really surprised about is I put on Isola Bleu, and which I'm probably saying incorrectly, but I'm trying.
It's the French bleu.
Yeah.
Actually, no, it's just BLU. So it's literally just a bleu, not bleh, bleu. 3 stars on the website. Damn. You guys.
Haters.
Oh, it's because the travel size bottle leaked. Okay.
Oh.
That's QC.
Yeah. Isola Bleu is, I'm trying to find a way to describe this. It's like going on a boat ride at twilight when the sun is gone, but the sky is still a vibrant blue.
Mm.
It.
I don't like it.
You don't? Okay.
I just sprayed it in the box. I don't like it.
Here's the thing, though. When you spray the box, you're like activating the box lacquer. That's why everything smells like shit.
No, it's cardboard in there. The inside of the box. It's the raw cardboard.
Mm. Give it a minute. It is. I don't like it. The experience is quite different on skin, which is why you have to wear things on skin.
It's giving a little bit cleaning product to me. Well, they call out bergamot, lavender, and leather.
Why can't I get to that?
I get a little bit of Windex.
On skin, it is... a sharp, vetivery, sort of spicy citrus.
I mean, I believe you, but this is just my...
It is really gorgeous. I wore it yesterday and kept going back to it like, what the fuck am I smelling that's making it jump off my skin like that?
Wait, now I'm going to smell the Verde one. Keep talking.
I can't find the goddamn PD. So the site, as Sable said, says bergamot, lavender, and leather, which... I'll give you bergamot and lavender. I'm having a little bit of a struggle with leather, but...
Yeah, something about the, I don't know, that particular combination, I was like, no.
But on skin...
One of you. One of you speak, not all of you.
It's like a sparkly, sort of velvety, static... It's weird. It has this tight movement to it that feels blue and refreshing... and fast, like it feels sporty, but
it does feel sporty.
But in a really elevated, really expensive way, which it is. But I
it's incredibly
expensive. Really like Isola Bleu. I think it's so interesting and fascinating.
Okay.
I wish I was wearing it again today.
What's interesting is that we both received this collection in, I guess, like a press mailer.
Yeah.
And they sent one full size and then 3 others in a 10 ml.
Yeah.
And I wonder why they chose the full size. Because they don't seem to... It's not like there's like a main one and then supporting ones. They're all of equal significance. So I do wonder why they sent the full size of Isola Verde or Isola Verde. And then are they trying to hero that out? Because like between all of them, I'm like, she's not the one. I don't get a lot of leadership from this scent.
Can I smell? I've worn this one.
It's nice.
Yeah. Ooh.
They call out guava, osmanthus, and tobacco.
Oh, that's nicer than I remember it being.
Yeah.
It is nice. That is very bright, very juicy, very green.
Very green to an almost bitter level, which I respect.
These all go bitter.
They do. Except for the Sol. The Sol, I think, remains off.
Yeah, I'm not.
I like the Sol.
Do you? The one
I'm
wearing?
Sometimes I'm a little basic, okay?
I'm not calling it basic.
I'm calling me basic.
It's not on me.
It's a lot drier on you. Yeah. I think it's dried down. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Like after the dry down. It's not as sweet. It's not as nectary. It's a little bit more.
I don't find it nectary at all. I find it combative. Just like my co-host.
Well, lovingly combative.
I haven't smelled Oceana.
That's fine.
Ooh, look at how pretty this is.
I know.
Oh, I didn't realize these are gradient.
They are. Yeah, I think they all are. Yeah. Oceana is citrus, juniper berry, geranium, moss, sandalwood, and orris.
I'm afraid I'm not going to like this.
Interesting, too, Oh, interesting. I don't know why this is, but... Oh, maybe because Oceana is not... It's on the Isola collection page, but it doesn't have Isola in the name, and it is $430 versus the Isola full sizes, which are $500. So I'm like, how come... What's wrong with my girl Oceana? Why is she... Got a $70 discount.
Yeah. It's bright.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah.
Actually, it is giving a little bit cleaning product as well.
Because it's not on skin.
Fair. It's just really bitter. For a citrus, it's quite bitter.
They do lean bitter, yeah.
They do lean bitter.
I want you to wear this.
Oh, fine.
She's not going to. Listener, if you have worn Roja Isola Blue, call in and let me know. Commune with me.
I have. My first Roja experience was with, I think, Lost in Paris. And that, I know it is kind of their thing.
I truly know nothing about
it. I don't know a lot about it, but I do believe they are a oud-centric, oud-forward brand.
Okay.
And Lost in Paris, again, is a bitter gourmand, which I was like, huh? But then I received it in like a press mailer with a bunch of other stuff. But it's like an orange liqueur oud.
Okay.
Actually, they don't even call out oud, do they? I don't know. Bitter orange, mandarin rum, grand marnier, caramelized sugar, butter accord, caramel accord, pink pepper, cinnamon cloves, cedarwood, cashmere, wood vanilla, ambergris musk. Yeah, they don't actually call it oud on this one. But
do you have it?
Yeah, I do. I've worn this on the pod a while ago.
Whoa. Yeah.
And I really liked it, even though I was like, this is a little crazy. But yeah, they call out the main accords are orange, caramel accord, and grand marnier.
Whoa.
Yeah, there's a lot happening here.
You're saying grand marnier by name?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
There's no like TM or anything after
it. There's still though. Okay, this is quite.
I think this is one of their like best sellers. Yeah.
Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It's like a sticky orange or an orange liqueur.
Yes. It's strange. These are things I don't like theoretically, yeah. but yeah. somehow together I'm like, oh, this is very interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a very unique gourmand. Also, this 10 ml is $195.
I'm putting it on.
What the fuck?
So. I always feel like a clown when I talk about a fragrance that is so goddamn expensive. Apologies for that. But I'm sure that there are other expressions of these very expensive fragrances that we can find at a more affordable price point.
Maybe, but I don't think anyone's making these types of fragrances. I feel like the perfumer, who I think is also the owner, it's almost like his creative olfactive vision. Mm. So this isn't the type of shit that would sell on a mass commercial level. Like, I think it would have to be so prestige that the prestige itself is the draw, like, almost as much as the scent.
I don't know. I think, like, the summer collection feels very safe in a non-derogatory way. And this...
Maybe they're trying to be like, okay, we have to appeal to more people.
This could be a Parfums and Marley scent in a grip. This is really
They nice. Have a whole oud collection. There's a lot of them in there. And I smelled their, I think it was oud passion fruit, and that was really interesting.
We gotta stop doing oud and passion fruit enough.
I was just like, why do people keep doing passion fruit specifically in oud? What is that?
I like that.
Why
I
is
love
that?
Passion fruit. Okay, Lost in Paris is on my otherwise naked wrist, and it's really beautiful. It's a lot warmer and less orangey on the skin.
Yeah. Agreed. When I've worn it on skin and on clothes, it's a lot warmer. And I feel like the caramel comes out a lot more. Ooh. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a really interesting line. And I would like to smell them more.
We took you through Hawthorne and now we took you through Roja. So can't ever say we didn't give you a high-low experience.
Truly, it is the highest of the highs and the lowest of the lows. Sorry, I didn't mean that way. Not the lowest of the lows, Jesus Christ, no.
Sable, what do you smell like today?
God. Thank God. So this is inspired by you. I finally called in the Ciclar body products.
I know that's fucking right. Let's go.
Because you wouldn't shut the fuck up about
it. I won't.
And I called in because I remember you saying that you really liked the Santal. I was going to say flavor. No, the scent, the Santal scent. And you don't like Santal. So I was like, if you like it, then it must be unique.
Yeah.
So I called in the Sacred Santal scent. In the body wash and the body lotion, and oh my God, do those things go, like, they're so scented. And it was really nice. If you did not say this was Santal to me, I would not have clocked it necessarily. It's definitely not Santal forward. If anything, it's like a cashmere-y musky, maybe a little bit vanilla, maybe a little bit tonka. It's really nice.
It's
like
stunning.
Warm and musky. And then I remembered that I had the perfume oils. So I rummaged around and found the perfume oils. And the perfume oils do not have the projection. I have lacquered my wrist in this perfume oil and I can barely smell it.
Yeah, I will say that I'm Ciclar pilled.
You are.
We all know this by this point. I will say that my one critique of the brand is that the perfume oils are not, one, very bold, and two, they're not very consistent in their boldness when they are. And I realize it is an affordable perfume oil, and an oil is not going to give you the throw, like, I'm aware, but these do sort of give you, go on girl, give us nothing, which is so unfortunate because I ride so hard for the brand. And my favorite scent from it, Sacred Santal, as well as seven others, now eight others, are available in these little affordable perfume oils. And I just wish they sort of give you more punch. I will say the Lover's Leather scent has like the perfect amount of throw for me for what this is, because it's like it's sticks real close to the skin, but it's there and it's and it wears really nicely and the scent is gorgeous.
I remember thinking these oils were not as cheap as I thought they were. They're $24 for how many ounces?
I mean, not an ounce.
A half an ounce for 15 milliliters. $24 for not smelling like anything.
I wish that this was better, but
also considering that the body lotion is $29 for 20 ounces, it's a pretty big tub.
Yeah,
and there's a body oil for 38.
Body oil is great.
Yeah, and then the body wash is 35. Yeah, I was just surprised that the perfume oil was as non-smelling as it was.
They need to fix that.
Up the concentration. It's fine. Don't be scared.
For someone who doesn't like Santal, here's what I'll say. I'm obsessed with the scent. It is stunning. It's like really Santal-y, really woody, but then really sweet and really spicy. I think if you are a Santal truther, you actually might not like this because it's giving you Santal and the kitchen sink. But there was a true before and after for me with this scent. It's just, again, I joke that it like chemically rewired my brain. I fucking love it. And I used it this morning in the shower in preparation for this episode. And it's funny because I don't expect the scent of a body wash to last on my skin after I rinse it and get out of the shower. Nor do I want it to. And I was on my way over here and it's still hot as fuck in New York City. And I kept smelling something and I was like, that's so pretty. And it smells like, what is that? And then I realized, duh, it's Sacred Santal. It's your body wash.
Yeah.
Now I've gone through one fat ass bottle of it and never really noticed it clinging to me. So it was probably just me breaking it out again and refreshing it, refreshing my memory. I don't really think they cling, but they can stick around if you are a little bit more intentional with the use. Yeah. I love Sacred Santal. I love Ciclar. I don't love all their scents, but the ones I love. And I think, for instance, I don't love the Neroli one because I'm not a white floral person, again, or like the Bergamot one for me, like take or leave it. But if you do like those notes, I think you will be just as crazy about them as I am about Santal, Vanilla Verve, Crescent, their signature scent. So it's, I love them.
Yeah. I called in the Sacred Santal because you recommended it. And then I called in Crescent because I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. And I don't really like the Crescent. It smells a little bit like a sporty men's deodorant. But like an elevated version of that, but I'm not trying to smell like that.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the website now and the Sacred Santal fragrance is described as alluring and glowing, yet warm and sophisticated, which...
Period.
I don't know why the yet. You don't need yet. I think those kind of coexist.
Yeah, they don't.
But the notes they call out are bergamot, cardamom, ambrette, guaiacwood, benzoin, amber, velvet musk, cashmere wood, and vanilla, which just sounds like up both of our alleys.
Delicious.
Yeah. And Brett, my girl, I love her.
I love when I did my like third or fourth re-up of the Ciclar collection, I did call in the Crescent fragrance, which I was curious about, and I really love it too. Can you read what's in it? Because me, I don't disagree with you that this leans a little quote unquote more masculine, but it's sweet, it's warm, it's radiant. I feel like it takes a like round ambery musk approach and really like kicks it through the roof.
That's what I was thinking, because the way they describe it as comforting and nostalgic yet transparent and warm, which again I don't think you need the yet there, but that's just me nitpicking. They call out bergamot, grapefruit, sea salt, transparent floral, okay, lavender, rose, coconut woods, amber musk, moss, cedar, vanilla, frankincense. It just smells like a really nice Old Spice scent. Like, it's nice, but it's not what I want to smell like.
Oh, I think it's so pretty. I am fine with a body wash experience with this. Like, do I want this as my personal fragrance? Not every day. I would, but not every day.
I don't get comforting or warm.
I do.
Or nostalgic.
It feels very...
Or transparent.
It feels very warm and, like I said, like, really? Radiant and just magnetic in that way. I think it's gorgeous.
I get, like, mountain rush.
No.
Fiji breeze.
It's so pretty.
A note from our founder. Hi, my name is Claudia, a self-confessed people pleaser, which I feel about people pleasers.
I'm not pleased.
I've never been pleased by a people pleaser, and that's my gripe with them. I'm like, deliver. Okay? You're going to call yourself a pleaser and disappoint me? Guess what? You're not that.
Do we have a voice note?
We do.
Okay.
Hello, my hottie friends. I have a query for you. I recently learned about the popularity of the Etat de Libri, however you say it, the Tilda Swinton, like this, like pumpkin note perfume. I guess the girls found out that there's vasodilation associated in the nether regions with pumpkin fragrances, so pumpkin's having a moment. And then, of course, it is about to be fall, regrettably, so that means more pumpkin all the time. My question is if y'all have fall note themed perfumes that speak to you. If you have pumpkin recommendations, listen, the Tilda Swinton Like This is sold out on Lucky Scent and on Scent Splint right now. So what other recommendations do you have? Love the pod. Thank you.
I remember you saying a while ago that you liked this scent.
I'm so excited someone called it about this scent.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I've not smelled it.
So let's talk about it. I like Etat Libre d'Orange quite a bit.
Yeah.
They're fucking kooky.
Yeah.
And really artistic. I discovered this scent either trolling their website or looking for a pumpkin fragrance. So somehow it brought me to this. Somehow I got here. The notes are pumpkin, immortal, ginger, tangerine, heliotrope, musk, vetiver, neroli, and rose. Now, I was really excited about this because I love pumpkin. I don't care. I am a pumpkin spice girly, and I'm not making any apologies for it. And I got my hands on this, and it was not what I expected. And that is definitely okay. I mean, I didn't expect a pumpkin spice situation.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to expect. So I guess I had no expectations, really. It is a lot brighter and a lot fresher than maybe the description would belie. And you don't get pumpkin. I didn't get pumpkin from it, unfortunately, which did bum me out. But it's a nice fragrance anyway. It's funny because every time I fucking... Like, the fact that I think that we co-host a fragrance podcast and the fact that you put out a fragrance, people always ask me, like, when's yours coming? Or, like, what would you do? I'm like, I didn't know that.
Give me money. Give me money for it.
I could do it myself, but I'm like, just because my co-host did it doesn't mean I want to, but I do.
I think when someone does something, everyone's like, so when are you going to start your own brand?
Right.
I think that's it.
Right. But every time I talk about what I would want to do for a fragrance, one, I think I've said this before, the fragrance that I would put out is not, I think, what people expect. And two, pumpkin is always the first note that I go to. So I have some things to say about pumpkin fragrances and what I would put in them, but
I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Pumpkin is actually really hard to find fragrance.
Yeah.
Actually, to that end.
Because like pumpkin itself is not the flavor and scent we think it is. It's like the spices
it's
around.
It's the spices you put around.
You round exactly, it. It's exactly. Not the pumpkin itself.
There are really not a ton of pumpkin fragrances. No. And
just call it gourd. That's what it is. Gourd.
And the ones I'm seeing are much more body spray adjacent and exactly what you would think of from like Bath and Body Works, etc., Victoria's Secret. There are very few fine fragrances that include pumpkin. However,
Nest New York, of course.
I am seeing one.
Le Monde Gourmand.
From Rabanne called Fabulous Me, which I would love to smell. But in terms of fall fragrances and fall notes, which I believe is
the question
at hand.
Which I do have, which we have mentioned.
Yes.
Yes.
But we can always refresh our memory.
Yes.
The first one that comes to mind, actually, for me is, I don't know the brand, but the one called Sables.
Aniquital?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wanted to like that so bad.
You didn't?
No, it smells like... A, it smells like fake maple syrup. B, it has that very old vintage perfume smell that I...
Really?
It's like vintage, traditional, like perfumery. Yeah, it was just like bitter, screechy wood, amber wood, but in a bitter, rotten way. I don't know. I didn't love it. And then I felt bad because I was like, take my name off your bottle.
Yeah. No,
get out of here.
To me, it was like a big cinnamon bomb, which...
There was cinnamon in it.
It was a little...
In a sickening way.
Heavy. But I still liked it. I love that sort of fall fantasy for those sorts of fragrances. So that's the first one that comes to mind for me.
It smelled like a casket to me.
Oh my God. Okay.
My first one for fall is always Robert Piguet Eau de Lys. Always. That's my like go-to fall-esque scent.
Why is that?
It's warm. It's spicy. It is enveloping. Let me read you the notes because I can only tell you my experience and not what's in it.
Okay.
Hello, website. Blah, blah, blah. The brand calls out caramelized amber, miel de Provence and fig, so honey and fig, and oud, of course. Blend of resins and woods, Indonesian patchouli, Haitian vetiver. Yeah, that's what they call out. But the overall effect of it is just like incredibly warm and spicy and ambery and golden. And it just smells like a really heavy cashmere sweater. It's really nice.
That's so funny because I like that is not my experience with that scent at all.
Robert Piguet has a couple ouds and they all go in crazy directions.
That oud d'Elysse to me is just so dry.
Sure.
Yeah.
Are you sure d'Elysse?
No.
Yeah, because I'm like, there's a lot of ouds and they go, yeah. Like just the regular oud is very dry.
Okay.
And that the regular oud smells like an old timey cologne in a bad way.
Okay.
For me. There's Casbah, which is also like old man cologne to me.
Yeah.
What else do they have? Oud de Vin. Devon? I don't remember if I smelled Oud Devon. It doesn't have Oud in the name, but there's Oud in the fragrance. My other favorite Robert Piguet that is also very fall coated is L'Insomnui, which in my head always reads as insomnia, but I don't think that's what that means. And that is also like a more woody in a dry way, but still resinous and warm and spicy. Boozy, Plum Accord, Bergamot Fir Balsam, Iris Absolute, and Concrete. And yeah, Cedar, Tonka Bean. Cool. Yeah, L'Insomnui is also another very fall-coated, but fall at night. Like when the nights start to get like cool and crisp, that's what L'Insomnui is about to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another note to me that I think specifically takes me right to fall, and not only because of this specific note, but what is always wrapped around it is hazelnut.
Ooh, yeah.
And some favorites for me, some hazelnut perfumes that include hazelnut, number one, would be Fugazi Vanilla Haze.
Oh.
Which I know that we are, I don't give a shit that we're at peak vanilla more. I want more. But Vanilla Haze is, it feels like vanilla and baking spices, to put it simply. And I know you could say that for a lot of vanilla fragrances, but this one I think does it way differently and way better. It amps the spice quite a bit. But doesn't, it's not like a fiery spice, it's like a warm spice.
Yeah.
And then hazelnut comes through really beautifully. And then, sorry to be obvious, but Replica Margiela's By the Fireplace.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is so fall winter to me. And it's so hazelnut.
That gives me more winter, like winter's night than fall, but I think that's just the evocative name of it all. But that's definitely one.
I love a hazelnut scent. Ugh.
And it's funny because, what is it, Autumn Walk or like Autumn Vibes?
Autumn Vibes. Oh,
which was like their straight up Santal one. That to me reads more summery than autumn.
Really?
Just because it's just like an airy, dry, woody Santal.
Okay.
Which I think of, I don't know. But yeah, for sure, By the Fireplace in the fall.
So fall to me.
Yeah. If I think of like fall accords, I think of a warm, spicy amber. Like Bond Number 9, Chelsea Nights. Matier Premier Crystal Saffron, like those are two peak fall scents to me because they're like warm and spicy and both very saffrony, which I just love in general. You're making a face.
Yeah, Crystal Saffron does not hit me as a fall scent whatsoever.
Why? What does it hit you as?
To me, I guess I wouldn't put a season to it, number one.
Yeah.
But I don't think of it as spicy. I know saffron's a spice. It just feels so like glassy and sharp and purple.
I see what you mean. I think I personally do just because that's when I started wearing it. Was in the fall, so I think my experience is
fair,
with it.
Fair.
And then also with Chelsea Knights, I also smelled that for the first time and started wearing it in the fall.
That's, I'll give you that one.
Yeah. That's a lot spicier.
Yeah.
Chelsea Knights. But the warm, spicy, ambery saffron balm, yeah.
Yeah.
It's giving temperature drop. It's giving seasonal changes. But also, again, we should repeat that this is not a seasonal scent podcast.
No, it's not.
We fundamentally don't believe in seasonizing your scents.
I agree. Another one to me that jumps out would be, sorry to be so fucking obvious, but cinnamon.
Yeah.
Really any of the, I want to make sure I don't get the, what is, okay, Killian Angel Share, what is that collection called? Not, is it the liqueurs?
Yeah, the liqueurs.
Okay. Any of the Killian liqueurs are going to hit you with just like a lot of depth, a lot of spice.
Yeah.
Obviously, Angel Share, which we love, but there's apple brandy. There's, I think there's a new old fashioned scent. All of those are just really indulgent and really warm, boozy, sticky. And I know that the collection is called Liqueur, and I know that all of the components are supposed to look like rocks glasses. It is a very boozy collection, but if that turns you off, I wouldn't let it because they round out the booze, so it's not like you're not smelling like a bourbon scent and you don't smell like Gabar. It is very indulgent in the way that all Killian is really heady and indulgent.
Yeah.
Killian smells like money, for better or worse.
That is true. I'll give them that for sure.
Yeah. I would also say essentially all of the Spice Bomb collection, which is a timeless heater if you ask me.
I don't think I've ever smelled a Spice Bomb.
What?
I don't know men who wear those scents.
I think Spice Bomb is pretty... It's a good...
All the men I know are guys who are just like, I just wear deodorant, which I'm like, okay, thank you. But also, have you tried smelling nice? Have you tried loving yourself? Have you tried giving a shit?
Parfums de Marly, I don't know how to say this, Altair. It's the sort of Saddle Brown bottle. Mm-hmm. Really sweet and plush and sweetie, but spicy in the same way. That's a really nice...
I've never smelled any Parfums de Marly.
What?
Yeah.
No.
I haven't.
Really?
The only thing I've smelled is the dupe, the finery dupe of Delfino. Yeah. And to me, I'm like, this is enough of a one-to-one where I get the point. So I'm like, I don't need to smell the original.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think like sometimes when things are so hyped, I just don't care. When it's hyped by like a certain type of, there's no way to make this sound nice. When it's hyped in a certain demographic, I'm just like, it's not for me. And I've been wrong before, but very rarely.
Sure. I'll give you that. Delfina is quite hyped. Is that what it's called, Delfina? But there's a lot of Parfum de Marly that I really like. A lot.
Yeah, I don't know. I just never... I feel like the way that we learn about perfumes a lot is through press release emails. And they just hit the same nail on the head. Like, they just keep beating the same fragrances at me. And I'm like, got anything else?
Having been on both sides of that, I like understand why.
But no, I totally get it. But people like variety. I know they're like, this is their launch, so we're focusing on this new launch. And I'm like, okay, but what if I don't like that? Have you considered that option?
What other notes?
Notes like Byredo Animalik is a very fall-y scent to me, or cooler weather scent to me. And that is like the deep resinous vanillas. That's like the accord of a cooler temperature transition to me. Yeah.
Okay.
Not that deep. I'm not saying anything revolutionary here.
It's okay. Another, I think... probably the biggest one to me, not the biggest, but one of the most obviously fall-coated notes to me would be clove. Ooh, and also one of my just favorite notes. And
I think of a holiday with clove.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Frederick Malle Musk Ravageur.
Okay.
A huge favorite of mine. Also, actually, speaking of Frederick Malle and clove, Heaven Can Wait. Is
that a new one?
No. It's a white... It's like lily and clove.
Okay.
It's crazy and really interesting. Let me just make sure I'm not talking directly out of my ass. Yeah, a really nice, really unexpected take on clove, because obviously the white florals are so light and delicate and airy, but then clove is, there's not a single white floral in here. What am I talking about? Oh, yes, there are. Sorry. Iris magnolia. Hmm. You have some florals. Really interesting. It like lives this in this weird sort of like duality of spicy and fabric-y,
yeah,
airy.
Okay. I also have not really experienced too many Frederick Malle scents.
I was in the same boat with you until I went to their opening of the new store, I don't know, 2 months ago. And they've got some good shit.
I know they do. Like, people like them. I mean, Dominique Rapion is a master for a reason.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the stuff he creates.
Everyone goes up for Portrait of a Lady, but man, their whole collection is just really unique and beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love this. It's nice. God. Yes, I love fall-coated fragrances. It's probably like my sweet spot. That's why I like 1996 so much.
Yeah.
That feels very fall to me. Anything that makes me feel warm and it feels nice, like cooking under a sweater, I really enjoy. And Justice for Pumpkin. I want a pumpkin EDP. Whether or not it smells like a pumpkin spice, I don't care. I just want it.
I think, like when you hear pumpkin as a note or as an accord, it's going to be pumpkin spice because that's the only thing people really know of about it. So that's going to be cinnamon, that's going to be cardamom, nutmeg, some sort of milk. I don't know. I'm not really like I grew out of pumpkin spice a bit. I don't know. I think like when it became too mainstream and then too sweet, it's once you get the ick, you can't reverse it. It's like when people get egg ick. Apparently that's a thing.
Okay.
When you like eat too much eggs and then one day they just start grossing you out and you're like, okay. And you know what? I get it. Because when I was a kid, I used to think eggs were so icky and the smell of cooking eggs would make me nauseous. And then now I love them. I don't know how that happened. I realize I just contradicted myself. But you know what? This is my podcast. I'm allowed to do that. But yeah, what is, I don't know what it felt like, burning leaves, illegal, yet the smell is very nostalgic for me. The nuts for nuts carts. I love them. Dude, walk past a fucking nuts for nuts carts in New York City, probably most likely to be around Central Park or around like the Met Museum. Mm-hmm. Such a good, it's just like burnt sugar and almonds. Mm. Like, how could you not love that?
I know. Love it. Ugh. The perfumer for, back to the Tilda Swinton scent, you know, perhaps that it's not supposed to smell like a typical pumpkin. I thought it was because it had the ginger, it had some of the spices. Yeah. Like, I thought that's where we were going.
I think the way she described it, it was meant to be like a homey scent.
It's not
like the
though.
Scent like, of the comfort of the home.
I remember it just being very, it's beautiful. It's not what I expected, but
I tried Googling that scent and vasodilator and nothing came up. So I don't know where, I'm very out of the loop with that.
Yeah.
Also, do we need to be dilating our vasos? Do we need to do that?
What does that mean?
Vasodilate, it's like a vein. So I think what they're getting at is that where the blood rushes to the place.
Okay.
When you are.
Yeah.
Sounds like, gotta think of a better word for that. Yeah, that's what that means. For blood flow.
Wait, sorry. How did we get to vasodilator?
She said it.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, it's trending again because for some TikToker has spread the information that this pumpkin as a scent is a vasodilator.
Oh.
And I've not heard that.
Okay, sorry.
Nor.
Slipped right by me.
I just feel like we shouldn't take our advice from TikTok.
Any advice on anyone, but I agree. The perfumer.
These are the people who also advocated for vabbing, so
yeah.
Take that with a grain of salt.
Fair. This perfumer has done a couple for BDK, which we love. She's done, the Miel scent from Jill Sander, which I love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, her work is all over the place, but it's all really lovely. Some L'Artisan
Parfum. What are you looking at?
Fragrantica.
Oh, but what specifically?
Her page.
Who's her?
If I try to pronounce it, I'm going to sound like
this is the perfumer for...
Yeah.
Okay. The perfumer for the Tilda Swinton scent, yeah.
Yes.
Mathilde Bijou. Oh, now there's a pop-up. Oop. Never mind. I'm not going to do it. Yeah, same. Just cut that whole bit out. Okay, this will be coming out in 2 weeks. Theoretically, it's... Oh, God. That just depressed me.
What do you mean? Oh.
Yeah, this will come out the last week of August. I don't know how to land this plane. It's going to be fall soon.
It will be fall soon, but I don't think we're going into fall fragrance territory quite yet.
No, we still have global warming.
That's, yes. So, we have a... I don't think summer starts until... I'm sorry. I don't think summer ends until after Halloween, to be honest. So, if it's hot, it's summer.
Yeah, if you can go outside without a jacket, it's still maybe summer. There's still time. Who knows? I could still be irresponsible with money soon. We'll find out. Anyway, we need to end this. We might actually be launching our merch soon.
I haven't ordered the samples yet. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Soon is relative.
Let me erase that and say we have a nice surprise for the fall for our listeners. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
And please leave us more voicemails. We love them. Even if I don't know what a vasodilator is, you can find us at our website, smellulator.live, where we have our hotline. We have our merch there. You can follow us on Instagram. We're at smellulator.mp3. I am at Sabletooth Tigra.
I'm at Tynan Buck. And until next time, we will smell you later.